You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
SoilSafe Aotearoa is an intersectional research program run by social and environmental scientists at the University of Auckland in partnership with researchers at the Geological and Nuclear Sciences and Macquarie University. The research seeks to understand community social values and highlight the importance of healthy soils through free soil testing, a soil values questionnaire, and community projects. I talked first to Dr. Melanie Carr and then to Dr. Emma Sharp about their research.
Can you just start off by speaking about the SoilSafe Aotearoa research program and who is involved?
Sure. So SoilSafe Aotearoa is a new research program run at the School of Environment at the University of Auckland in partnership with GNS. And we basically aim to raise people's interest in soil. This is why we focus on domestic soil, the soil that surrounds people's house, whether it's a patch of lawn or lush vegetable garden. We guess that this is the type of soil people may have a connection with. Who is involved? Quite a lot of people, actually, because we are receiving the support of several postgraduate students who are quite passionate about this project, which is great. But at the moment, we are two leaders at the University of Auckland to cover both physical and social science aspect.
And can you describe what is involved in the process of soil analysis?
Basically, if you're interested in having your soil analyzed, I would suggest that you have a look at our website because this is where you will find all the detailed instructions. The website is soilsafe.auckland.ac.nz. But I can briefly summarize the principle because it's very simple. You just need to scoop some soil from your backyard or vegetable garden into a Ziploc bag. We need about a cricket ball size sample. And you can send us up to 5 samples collected at different locations around your house. You can send us the samples by mail. But for those who are in the city centre, in the campus of the University of Auckland in particular, we have a number of collection points around the science centre. After we receive your sample, we test it for heavy metals for free, and we will email you back a report that summarizes the results for your soil.
And why should people be concerned about the health of their home soil?
So the aim of SoilSafe is not really to raise concerns, but rather to raise people's interest in soil. It's true that previous studies conducted overseas have shown that domestic soil may be contaminated by lead, for instance, and this is something we also expect in New Zealand. But currently there is no data. So with our soil testing program, we really want people to have access to this information so that they can adapt their behavior in case of contamination. So, for instance, this can be simply about growing vegetable in a raised bed instead of in the ground.
Why have you chosen to focus specifically on the intersection of environmental and human sciences in this project?
This is something that I find very interesting. I must admit that this is my first experience working so close with a social scientist, and I'm really enjoying it. Similar programs have been run only by physical scientists abroad, and I thought there was really the human science aspect of things missing to really make a difference and have an impact. So, for instance, currently with Emma, working with a school teacher to develop material around soil health. And one of the key messages for the kids is that, you know, studying and protecting our environment always requires interdisciplinary approaches. If I only consider the chemical aspects, which I would do naturally, and I don't team up with social scientists and people from other disciplines, it's going to be very difficult to have a real impact on people.
And can you speak a bit more about the impact on people that you are hoping for?
So the program is really new and we have a lot of hopes. We are not sure what we will achieve. And I must say that at the moment we are quite open because we are really keen to work with schools, community garden, marae. I would invite people who would like, to get in touch. If they see how we can work together, there is a contact form that is available on our website. What we would really like is to raise people's interest in soil health because soil is really essential to ecosystem functioning. And this is somehow a media that has been overlooked up to now. People may think about air quality, water quality, but soil is not the first thing you would think of. And soil is essential because it gives us so many services, from cleaning, filtering our water, to sustaining our houses, to growing our food. So we thought that the connection with growing vegetables at home would be a useful one for people to, you know, realize how important soil protection and soil health actually is.
Dr. Melanie Carr spoke about the environmental science side of the Soil Safe Aotearoa project. Can you talk a little bit about the social science aspect of the project?
Sure. So this is a really exciting project that we've started up. It's actually a program with lots of sub-projects associated with it. We're running the Soil Safe Aotearoa program as an approach to understanding diverse values of soil. So I'm working together with this great interdisciplinary team with Melanie Carr, who is a soil scientist, as you mentioned, and she's leading the soil testing component of the program along with GNS and our awesome postgraduate students. And they're looking at soil metals in domestic gardens around New Zealand. But our interest in diverse soil values means that we're interested in more than just the scientific values of soil that have had a real influence on things like our agricultural industry. And this is where I come in, I guess. So we're also looking at values associated with diverse human attitudes and behaviours and community uses of soil.
And what are some of the projects you're running through the program?
Right. So to explore that, we have a questionnaire that's running, and that's asking respondents about things like their gardening habits before and during COVID-19 lockdowns and what they grew or what they grow now and what they consider to be good soil. And there's also an opportunity for people to submit some photographs to show us how they care about or have concerns for soil. So we're running this questionnaire in Te Reo and in English, and we want to recognise that there are diverse representations of soil value and that we're really committing to this project inclusive values, and that land has particular meanings and values for Māori based on a particular worldview, but also diverse meanings within that framing. So we're also in the process of translating our website at the moment to reflect that. And we have a few other projects underneath this sort of social science banner, and that's we've got a photography project, which is working with some key people in soil production, and we're talking with community groups already, but we're also keen to talk to people in industry, for example, in earthworks or industrial composting, about this kind of thing to make sure we get a good breadth of understanding. So if anybody listening is interested, do get in touch. We've also managed to, in between lockdowns last year, visit a number of year one school classes, which was a lot of fun, doing some interactive activities to teach about soil science. And then we're also planning for, hopefully later in this year, a series of art exhibits which will take back to communities the various learnings that they've offered us through our research about how and why New Zealanders care about soil. And so we're hoping to make this really interactive and interdisciplinary in the way that we present this. And we're working with some professional and community photographers, some different exhibit spaces and some local libraries on this. And the exhibits are going to include some of the photographs and narratives that have been gathered through our questionnaire as well.
Has the COVID-19 pandemic changed people's gardening habits and values about gardening? And what are the differences, if there are any?
Yeah, well, it might be unsurprising to some people, but our initial data suggests that there is some difference in behaviour. People have been spending more time at home, of course, and that extends to their home's outdoor spaces, and particularly where they're hoping to, I guess, untether from their computers and have a more maybe embodied experience with life in their gardens. But we are seeing in our early results, we've had about, just more than 200 questionnaire responses so far, that respondents garden differently over lockdown than before, and that there are actually multiple motivations that have to do with attempting to retain aspects of food security or managing their food supply, to things like food sovereignty or being able to self-determine what food's actually accessible or available to people. Also to aspects of therapeutic gardening and having something to nurture or occupy their time. So, I mean, these have always been attractions or benefits of gardening, but it seems that the activities intensified and the reasons for gardening for individuals have become multiple. So they find their gardening for more of these reasons, or motivations for gardening have actually switched over time.
And you mentioned that this is a intersectional research. What has the benefit been of combining the environmental science perspective with the human sciences aspect as well?
It's a good question, but I guess the way we see it is it's really hard to separate these things, the environment and the human sciences. So the philosophy that we approach this with is that the two are pretty much inextricable. Human attitudes inform the way that we develop the science and the technology to study soil. And then what we learn through environmental science actually informs the way we understand and manage human resources like soil. So SoilSafe is really a way to start this conversation about what soil is and how and why we care about it and what our concerns are, and I guess raise its profile. It's a pretty underrated thing, but it's actually so important to humans.
Yeah, and what outcomes then are you hoping to see from this project kind of for soil health and attitudes to soil and gardening to be more talked about in the community, or is there other objectives you're hoping for?
Well, that plus, I guess. So we want to start that conversation about soil for people to notice it and to see value in it, whatever that value might be for them, and ultimately to care for it as something precious to us. So we want people to have a raised awareness, I guess, of soil and its functions and also its intrinsic value.
Is there anything else you wanted to add that we haven't already mentioned?
Well, I guess this is an opportunity to make a plug for the program. So we'd really love for people to take part in our questionnaire. It's actually still live at the moment. And as mentioned, it's available in either English or in Te Reo Māori. And people can do that by going to our website, which is www.soilsafe.auckland.ac.nz. And also to take part in our citizen science soil testing program, and people can send in their soil samples now. So that's a free testing service for homes across Auckland, and the only cost is the postage of the samples into us. If people have community gardens or garden centres and they could host a drop-off point in Auckland, that's also something else we'd consider. We're looking to incorporate soil sample drop-off points as a potential new initiative. So we'd love to hear from those people, and you can contact us through our website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.